Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Every celebrated architect has their share of high-profile museums or flashy civic buildings to grace their portfolio. But in Hong Kong's West Kowloon Cultural District, even the more utilitarian structures have some exciting names attached to them. To find out more, Monocle's Asia editor, James Chambers, met with one of the directors from TFP Farrells, who worked on the curious air ventilation shaft that's been catching eyes from across the water since it opened in 1998. Let's listen in.
The Kowloon Ventilation Building may not sound like the sexiest name for an iconic piece of Hong Kong's waterfront architecture, but don't be fooled by its uninspiring name. The KVB lives two very separate lives. The first exists entirely underground. Most of the structure is in fact hidden from view. This highly functional, super technical plant building quietly gets on with the job of providing fresh air, cooling, flood control, and an emergency escape hatch for railway passengers shuttling under Victoria Harbour on the Tung Chung subway line and the Airport Express. The KVB was commissioned by the MTR, Hong Kong subway operator, in the 1990s, and conceived by architects TFP Farrells and the engineering firm Arup. For a quick look under the hood, let's hear from Gavin Erasmus, a director of Farrells' Hong Kong office, who has lived and worked in Hong Kong for the past 28 years.
At least two-thirds of the building is underground. It goes as deep as 20 metres below the sea level, and it contains the tunnels that the trains run in, and then in order to support the trains to be able to run in the tunnels, it has ventilation shafts, and these are the fins on the building. They pull the air in and out of the building and depressurize the tunnels as the trains speed through.
The second part of the KVB, the eye candy that most Hong Kongers will know by sight, sits above ground. It's a curious postmodernist structure with half a dozen yellow-tipped ventilation shafts pointing skywards that is straight out of the Farrells Hong Kong back catalogue from that era. A hot period for the English practice that also includes the Peak Tower, the British Consulate, and the gigantic Kowloon MTR station.
Well, I came to Hong Kong in 1992 with Farrells to do Kowloon Station development, and that at the time was still sea. The site, the West Kowloon reclamation, was still water. It was, and I remember clearly, and very soon after arriving, we went on a junk trip for a site visit with MTR. And we actually sailed over the top of what is now the West Kowloon Cultural District and I think the new M-Plus Museum. So that was incredible to be here at a time during the construction of the whole airport railway and the airport infrastructure. And the time taken to deliver these massive infrastructure projects was quite an incredible thing to be a part of.
The KVB officially opened in 1998, along with the new Cross Harbour railway lines. And for the best part of the next 20 years, this two-storey concrete and steel structure stood as the solitary occupant of the West Kowloon Cultural District, a huge waterfront park and arts development being built on top of a giant piece of reclaimed land. Anyone looking across the water from Hong Kong Island, or passing by West Kowloon on a ferry to one of the outlying islands, would look over at the park and wonder what on earth the KVB actually was. A sculpture? A funky site office? A huge advert for a new Transformers toy? Or perhaps even a giant sea creature? As Erasmus explains, the original brief from the MTR called for something a little bit out of the ordinary.
Yeah, it is very special because of its position. It sits on most probably one of the most significant waterfront cities in the world. And generally, you would find that the ventilation support buildings, etc., for these railway lines, we look to introduce them in a most nondescript way so that they don't attract attention. However, because of its unique position on the harbour front, the MTR felt that it should be treated differently and therefore required some other architectural response. And we considered various number of concepts as to how we would take it forward. And this animal-like form, like sea creature possibly, was something that we thought would go well with the intended parkland surroundings that it's in. And so that was the context in which it was designed. And it's always been a highly visible building as a result, but now it's been surrounded by new district and its context is changing.
Erasmus and his colleagues at Farrells have been working on the same patch of reclaimed land at West Kowloon for 4 decades. But it's only now, in the last few years, that the long-awaited museums, opera houses, and other cultural centres have started to take shape. The anchor tenant is M+, a contemporary art gallery created in partnership by Farrells Arup and the Swiss architects Herzog and de Meuron. Erasmus can't wait for M+ to open because, as he says, there's no space quite like it in Hong Kong. And when the flagship museum does open to the public next year, art lovers will be certain to cheer in their hundreds of thousands. But any urbanists among them should spare a thought and perhaps plan a side visit to the neighbouring Kowloon Ventilation Building, which now sits in the shadow of M+, both physically and metaphorically. The KVB even lost its distinctive yellow fins last year, replaced with duller, more utilitarian grey tiling. Confirmation that its above-ground mission is complete. From now on, this formerly eye-catching, Transformers-style sea creature will get on with the job of keeping Hong Kong commuters cool as they shuttle back and forth under Victoria Harbour.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to James Chambers for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.